Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Present this recording as a living testament and recollection of history in the making during our generation.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Ho, O, H to the O, V. I used to move snowflakes by the up.
WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Maybe not Jay-Z today. Maybe not New York guys. I mean, he was a Nets owner, but I think he's probably a Knicks fan.
The Brooklyn Nets owner, though.
Yes. Not Jersey Nets.
Not the Jersey Nets.
No, Brooklyn Nets owner. But I don't think he is anymore. In any case, coming up at 3 o'clock, Larry Anderson will join us, talk about the Phillies, who won again yesterday. Seemed like an accidental win almost, but won yesterday. And then
we'll take it.
Yeah, well, win's a win. And then after that, we will go through the firing squad of upsetting New Yorkers who will be in our building today. Tiki Barber, Sean Morash, Evan Roberts, Tommy Lugauer.
We mentioned this yesterday, but it was in a short show. The whole buying of the 2,000 tickets.
Yes.
That was pretty cool. Or did you? Huh? No? You had a different
feeling? It was more lame.
It's kind of embarrassing.
It's embarrassing that we had to do it.
I don't blame the owners for doing it.
Right.
A nice gesture.
Yes.
Even though each one of them's a billionaire. You can buy it.
2,000 tickets.
Yeah,
no problem.
You can buy 5,000 tickets. It doesn't matter. I mean, it's like a rounding error. And they're giving them away, which means tax write-off. But in any case, I sound like my father now. I have no problem with them doing it. It was a nice gesture. They realized, hey, this is a bad look on us. By the way,
was a bad look.
Same way the league forced them to get rid of Hinkie was they just felt public pressure. This was public pressure. I give credit to Elliot Shore Parks' idea, of course.
How about that?
Yes. But it just makes me – I would – rather have more New Yorkers in there than it feels lame. It just feels, I feel like a loser that they had to buy the ticket. I'm glad for responders and getting in.
Yeah.
It's just like, it feels like, I don't know, just feels bad.
Yeah, I agree with that, but I would not rather have more New Yorkers.
You know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That was embarrassing, those two home games.
It was bad.
Yeah.
It was bad. I felt like what we do to other teams.
Yes.
You know.
Now I finally know what it feels like. Yes.
Yeah, it's awful. Every fly the process.
I'm telling you, I was more upset at the stuff after the game.
Oh, with the wilt thing.
Yeah, I'm just, like that stuff doesn't happen in Philadelphia to us.
Yeah, no.
Shouldn't there technically be a Wilt statue more like in San Francisco than here, though? I mean, he's a Warrior.
I don't disagree.
Won a championship for Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For a couple years.
Well, I mean, listen, we're ready to retire Nick Foles' jersey.
Yes.
Well, yeah, he won one Super Bowl. He wasn't even a starter all year.
But it was the Super Bowl.
I agree. All I'm saying is that Wilt at least won a title here, too.
At least I know Foles' stats are real. That's where I'll put that
one. We did see those. Yeah,
yes, we saw it with my own eyes. I could count the yards, count the 27-2. I saw it happen. So Charles Barkley was on the Midday Show today with Giglio and Hugh Douglas, and he gave his opinion as to how the Sixers should run offense today.
What is the realistic expectations that you have for Joel Embiid tonight?
He just got to give me anything he can. That's all he can. First of all, I think they should use him more as a decoy, to be honest with you, because the Knicks, for some reason, they're doubling him. And if I was Joel, I'd just go in the post, draw the double team, because that's going to get Maxey going. That's going to get Kelly going. That's going to get Tobias going. I would use myself. If I'm able to get 20 somewhere in there, some rebounds, that's great, because that's gravy. But, you know, I don't expect him to go out and get 50 on a one leg.
Well, I mean, you know, it's not totally different than what I was saying. I mean,
Or what I was saying.
Yeah. Well, I think that the point being that the ball, this can't just be the Maxey show, in that the way that they've played all year has been an Embiid touch starts everything else.
Sure.
I do think not to get in the weeds on basketball, I do think they should run more pick and pop stuff, which they've totally gone away from. I think in part because Embiid's mid-range jumper is sort of off. But I did, by the end of the game the other night, they're just giving it to him in the post over and over and over and over again. By the way, the other thing that does is he has to fight every time he goes down to the post to Hartenstein. Mm-hmm. That drains energy too. Energy that we can use him for rebounding, for defense, all that kind of stuff. I still do think, though, whether you call him a decoy is a certain way to put it, I still do think the focus of the offense, at least for the first three quarters, is Embiid.
No. And if you mean focus by saying he should shoot more, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. If you want to throw him the ball and they cut off of him and he's getting guys, that's great. That's even better. I get frustrated when he doesn't look to anyone else. He's looking to go one-on-one, and he started that game the other day getting his jump shot blocked. A 7'2 guy getting his jump shot blocked. Got it blocked twice.
You know, I think the one thing that will be interesting to see what he does and to see what the Knicks do is when they double him right away, he's fine getting rid of the ball.
Mm-hmm.
But it's when they cover him one-on-one.
And he dribbles.
And it starts to become an ego thing.
Yes!
Because if he's open, I want him to shoot it. If he's got a favorable matchup, I still want him to shoot it.
You do realize the Knicks are going to focus on him.
I just don't know how they're going to do it. Yeah. I don't know if what they're going to do is say, all right, one-on-one, go ahead, try to beat us, and let him get out of his game that way, or if they're going to do the thing where they double and triple right away and he passes it out. Because really, I truly believe what, and I know Jack's going to play the violins. I truly believe what happened in the last game is he was making those passes. They weren't hitting shots. He got frustrated and tried to do it all himself. And I think that's where they got into trouble. I think he needs to trust that, keep making the passes. And because, you know, if we have wide open shots from Tobias Harris, Kelly Oubre, they got to take them and they got to make them. We're not going to win the game.
Sure.
You know? Yeah, as we saw with the Knicks, by the way. When Josh Hart hits those shots, they win the game. When he doesn't, they don't. The two games, by the way, that the Knicks lost are Jalen Brunson's best two games,
mm-hmm.
which is, you know, which just shows movement.
But that's a different offense with them.
Sure. Absolutely.
He dribbles it a lot.
Sure. But he has the ball most of the
time. Yeah,
sure,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah.
215-592-9494. Black Gritty, you're on WIP.
So this kills me the most because you're making Ike sound like he's an Embiid hater because you love Embiid so much. You go so overboard. People are calling and trying to argue with Ike when Ike has defended this man to the hilt on a
consistent. Oh my goodness.
Well, like I mean, first of all, wait, hold up. I'll let you say your piece. I'm not making Ike say anything. And then the second thing is, trust me, when Joel Embiid fails, I know Ike gets a lot of heat. I get a lot of heat, too. So, no. This is not...
It's not excuse making.
No, I'm just saying this is the truth. So Ike can say whatever he wants. This is Ike. It's all of our shows.
He's saying you make me sound like I'm a hater.
But I don't agree with it.
No, I'm just saying as a listener, that's what he's saying.
And by the way, Ike is more fed up with Embiid than I am, to be quite honest with you.
I am.
To be quite, we feel differently on it. So anyway, continue.
You mentioned Embiid, you're going off a tangent because you can't control yourself when it comes to somebody says Embiid and you just do all this stuff. So what is it? He can't get 50 points on one leg, or wait, in this series did he get 50 points on one leg? Which one is it? Because when he has a bad game, it's always so injured. When he goes for 50, a high for himself, is he did it injured? And he did, like, pick one lane.
Dude, you're like, I don't know who you're talking about. I don't know who you're talking about, but I didn't. He averaged prior to the last game. Prior to the last game, he was averaging 35 points a game this series. 35, which is exactly the number of points he averaged this season. Exactly. And then in the Then in the last game, he led the entire game in rebounding. He led the entire game in assists, and he was the best defensive player on the floor. So, what are you saying? I don't know what your point is. Your entire call is whining to me about what I said. What are you saying?
Could you let me talk for a second?
Well, then stop talking about me and talk about what you have
I'm
to say.
I'm talking about Joel Embiid. I'm talking about the points. I'm talking about the conversation.
No, you're talking about my attitude. You're talking about my attitude toward Embiid and Ike's attitude toward Embiid. Do you have an opinion or do you not have an opinion? Did he hang up?
I think so, yeah.
It's a baby, man. You're not just going to call and roast me. It's not your show. So if you have a point, then call up and make your point. But the first minute of your call was about anything other than what you think. What do you think? Do you think that Tyrese Maxey should be the primary offensive option tonight? Do you think Joel Embiid should be the primary offensive action tonight? Do you think the Sixers will win? Do you think the Knicks will win? I don't need a diatribe on what I'm saying, making Ike sound a certain way. So if you want to call the show, have an opinion. If you want to bitch about me, do it on Twitter. Those are your options. You're not just going to call and bitch about me to me. I am not afraid of you. This is my show, not yours.
What's Ooh, boy.
Show? I'm just saying.
And my name's on it.
Yeah, Jack's name. Last, but on the show. Chuck and Mount Airy, you're on WIP.
Spike, man, come on, Spike, man. Because this ain't good radio, man. You got to do better, man. We got to do better with this, man. You know what I mean? It's just banter.
Nope. Call and tell me what your opinion is. Scott in Newtown, you're on WIP.
Oh, man, this has been so great. Spike, I love you, man. I feel you just – I imagine you got to feel nervous for today, man. I'm going to the game. I just got my tickets. Oh, man, I'm just so hyped up. And I think, honestly – Embiid just needs to have energy. I don't care if it's offensive energy, defensive energy, just have freaking energy. If you're not scoring, Maxey, run with the ball. But, like, Embiid, just show your energy. Get your fouls. Just put your screens. Obviously, we need points. But just, I don't know, man. I just think Maxey's going to be the star. That's what I think. I want to be there tonight to kind of see, like, Maxey come into his own. I don't know. But I'll tell you one thing I'm a little nervous about, and I do think the Sixers are going to win, so I don't want to say nothing negative. But, man, if something does go wrong, leaving there tonight with a lot of chirping Knicks fans will be the hardest thing in my life.
It's going to be horrible.
I would advise those Knicks fans not to do what happened the last game.
No. It'll be a different atmosphere in there.
Dude, yes. My wife made me make one promise, and that was just, like, we can go to the game, but just, like, if anything bad happens, keep my head down and get out of there.
Yes.
So I just hope, you know what I mean? And I'm not going to drink. I'm going to stay calm. I'm going to do, like, a 420 night, keep it that way, and just, like, try to stay calm. You know what I mean?
I like
all
it.
Right, hey,
I like it.
Yeah, I'm going to try. I'm going to lose my freaking mind. I already know that, but it's all right. Guys, just have an awesome show. Go Sixers.
Appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
You know, and to anyone who's going to the game tonight, first of all, win, lose, draw, this has been an amazing series of basketball. We've had a lot of ugly series with the Sixers over the years. I think even the NBA has not had the greatest first-round series. This is one of the best first-round series in the NBA I can remember.
Probably the best, certainly this year.
Every game comes down to the last minute. We have offense, defense, guards, big men, you know, rivalries, all that kind of stuff. So my truthfully,
worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Tonight, there's going to be a lot of Knicks fans that are riled up. There's going to be a lot of Sixers fans that are riled up. This is a basketball game. We are having fun. Taunt each other, cheer, talk junk. Do not fight.
No.
You know what I mean? Because I worry about
I'm just telling
that
you
tonight.
Knicks fans.
Yes.
Don't. I would not advise what you did the last game, doing that again, especially if you win this game in an elimination game. I would not advise
just
that.
Go home happy.
Yes. Take your win and get on back up the turnpike.
Because the attitude here is a little bit different than the attitude. I think everybody was shell-shocked the other day. I feel like you do that tonight, Knicks fans do that tonight, it will get ugly.
Yes, sir.
I don't want it to get ugly.
Yep.
So, OG Wade, you're on WIP.
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
OG.
Hey, let me do this here. Let me say this right now. Oh, and then I can't be arrested because I'm giving you notice.
Oh, God.
Them New Yorkers, you come down here with that tonight. Oh, my God. It's waiting for you tonight. So, yeah. Take Spike's, what did you do, Spike? You gave a warning?
Just a little public service announcement.
Yes.
I want everyone to have fun.
Yeah. All right. Y'all hear that? Yeah. Yeah. The guy did that. Yeah. Listen. Hey, Spike. Now, I'm going to tell you something else, too. You got a little sharp in your mouth about jailing yesterday. All right. And now you're getting it all back. With this Joel thing, and now Maxie then came and took over Joel's thing. How you like that, Spikey? Okay, who's the king now, Spikey?
I'm a Philly. Yeah. I'm a Sixers fan. I'm OG. I'm a Sixers fan. Whoever hits the winning shot, it's fine with me.
Okay, well that's what's
unless
gonna
it's
happen.
Toby. Okay? Unless it's Toby.
And listen, I'm gonna tell you not something else. I got to be the insider because guess what? Everything I said is coming to fruition.
Oh,
okay.
No, it's not. You're 0 for a million.
Pull your violin, and it's a little violent anyway. All right. Dude, that ain't no damn violin. That's a guitar, monkey. Okay. Yeah. So, hey, didn't I not tell you Joel cannot be the leader in points on the team if we're going to win? Okay. How many? Yeah, we see the games we winning. Maxie, okay? Joel, temper it down. That little naughty ass head of yours plaited or something. Do something. Cut that crap off because it looks a damn mess. It looks like a damn wall mop. I don't know what the hell you doing out here. You know what I'm saying? Hey, listen. Tonight is the night. Sixers going to win tonight. I told y'all they was going to win the other night. Y'all ain't give me no credit for that. Okay? I'm off on Howard and all these jokers on Inside Road, whatever you want to call it.
You are,
I'm the guy.
You're credit. Yeah, you're like Howard with the amount of credit you won for everything.
Yeah, well, listen, it's because you don't give it to me. Okay. If you give it to me, I wouldn't have to ask for it, damn it.
Well,
you know how it goes.
OG Wade, the Eagles Insider of the Year rankings, power rankings, come out today at 4:30. So we'll see if you crack the top five. You've been campaigning. You're allowed to campaign for votes, so we'll see what happens.
All right, I'm good.
All right, brother.
I'm good.
All right. Yeah. OG Wade. This guy was up on – is this a regular caller, the angry man?
No, so he called the other day, and he wanted to tell me his name.
Okay.
And he's like, I just want to be known as the angry man. So kind of what I'm going with.
Well, all right, angry man. You're on WIP.
Hey, yeah. I'm the Prince of Upper Darby.
Okay.
First time caller, lifetime listener.
Okay. All right.
How y'all guys doing there?
What's up, angry man?
Already. My opinion is, I think we go through Joel, but whether we go through him or not, we need Maxie to show up. Joel can have a night off, whatever, if Maxie shows up. If Maxie don't show up, we in trouble. We in trouble. We really in trouble. And we could use them points or whatever. We could use a contribution from Tobias. Other than that, I hate to say it, but it might get dark and gloomy out. For real. For real. If you don't.
Well,
because Joel going to give you what he's going to give you. Whether it's good or whether it's bad, he's going to give you. And if he doesn't give us points, please just give us some D, Joel. Just give us some D. Just like Carl said before, just be 7-2.
Pause.
And do what you got to do.
Appreciate.
But I'm a little shocked and amazed to get through to you guys. Like I said, I'm a first time caller, lifetime listener though.
Well, I appreciate you.
Oh yeah, we'll get back to you. That was a great point.
Yeah, great point.
Yeah.
Did you go to Upper Darby High School?
No, Upper Darby area.
Oh, okay.
I'm the Prince of Upper Darby. Yeah.
Okay. All right, man.
Yeah, well, actually, I'm waiting for my son to come out of high school.
No, I asked if you went to Upper Darby High School. That was
all. Oh, no, I didn't. Okay. I did. My son goes, though.
Okay.
I'm waiting for him to get out now.
All right, man.
That's what's up.
All right, angry man.
This is just awful.
All right.
Hold on, man.
Wait.
Man.
Jack. He is the itchy trigger.
He's a family man.
Yeah.
Waiting on his kid to get out of high school.
What are we doing here? I was just going to say,
you call your dad for everything.
Yeah. My wife. This is my show. All right. I knew it. Oh, shoot. I've been drop board. Yep, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
I deserve it. Sorry. I am not afraid of you.
Right.
Oh, boy. Oh, no.
Well, here's the thing.
I need Ben Kenny back.
I think you're a little wired and fired up.
I am.
We got the New York people here today.
I do.
And we know how that's going to go once these jabronis get in here.
The thing is, I am excited for the game. And
yes.
I have nervous energy,
I think,
like all of us do. I'm confident, but I've got those, you know, every jump shot hits the back of the rim for the first 7 minutes, nervous energy, you know, turnover, nervous energy. This is an enormous game tonight, not just for this year and this series. This is an enormous game in the trajectory of the legacy of Embiid. It's an enormous game in the trajectory and the legacy of Tyrese Maxey.
Yeah.
It's an enormous game in the trajectory and the legacy of the opposing team, of Jalen Brunson. If they were to blow a 3-1 lead after to a lower seed, which, by the way, they lost to a lower seed last year, all that, there is a lot on the line tonight.
Yeah.
And one thing that I forget if it was Angry Man or whatever said is – offense, whatever they do strategically, they do strategically. The one thing from Embiid that I absolutely cannot see again, the thing that I gave him the pass on, was his energy in the beginning of that game five. His energy was wrong. He is, as great as Maxey is, you can hear it in the post-game comments from everyone. Embiid is the leader of the team and has to be the leader of the team. And I don't care if he shoots 7 for 25, the energy he brought. And he did great things passing the ball. He did great things rebounding. He did great things playing defense. But the energy was wrong, and they follow him. You know, that's why I think him getting rough with the Knicks in Game 3 was good. They liked it. You know, there was a little bit of not in our house from Embiid. Mm-hmm. I just need that tonight from him. He can't be the mopey guy tonight. Can't happen. Not for one quarter. Not for a half a quarter. Not for any of the game. None of it. Can't be.
And I agree with that. And I think, when his opportunities are there, he should take them. I just don't need him to force anything. You know how he gets in these games. You know how he gets in his games, in these games where he's trying to do too much.
Yep.
Where he wants to win so bad, he wants to come out and lead us. All I'm saying is recognize that you finally have that co-star with you, so you don't have to feel the pressure to come out and score 15 points in the first quarter. You don't have to do that. Let the game come to you. Conserve, preserve some of that energy for later in the game so that you got something left in the tank in the fourth quarter.
By the way, that's on Maxey too. Maxey, a lot of the time, will defer in the beginning of the game.
And I agree. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Maxey has to embrace this and not be afraid to go in and take that. It doesn't mean going on solo act and just do your own thing. I'm not saying do that. I'm just saying he's the Energizer Bunny to me. And his energy, especially at home, is going to get everybody going. Whereas I think sometimes Joel just puts too much on his shoulders.
I think so, too.
Yeah, he puts too much on his shoulders. He wants to block every shot. He wants to dive for every loose ball. He doesn't need to do all of that. And I think they'll still have a chance to win the game. And I think, more importantly, it's going to be better for him in the fourth quarter. Nick Nurse is already afraid to bring him off the court, justifiably so. We know what happens plus minus when he's off the court. But if we can do that, conserve some of that energy, when he gets to the fourth quarter, now maybe he can be more of the focal point to bring us home.
Well, I thought it was we talked about it yesterday. I thought it was a good moment for Nick Nurse, not to conserve energy, but Nick Nurse pulling Embiid out of the game.
Oh, man, that was the best thing he did
in the fourth quarter.
To me, it's the best coaching move he's made in this entire series.
100%. It changed the game.
Yep.
They won the game. And even they weren't good on – and they actually – it's interesting. They didn't bring Reed in. They went small. They had basically Batum as center in there. Mm-hmm. They – and I think they might do that again tonight, by the way. Him bringing Embiid off the court because Embiid had committed, I think, three straight turnovers.
And
he looked wrong.
Yeah.
Forgetting about the rest of the game, that beginning of that quarter, he looked terrible. And Nick Nurse, not just pulling him out of the game, but after the game
– Said it. Yeah.
He said
that was the best part.
Yeah.
He said it because we wouldn't have known. He could have easily made the excuse of, no, he needed a little blow. We needed to get him out of there. And everybody would have just moved. No, he said, no, I didn't pull him because he was tired, because of fatigue. I pulled him because of his play.
The New Yorkers will be in next segment. I think all I've seen is Evan. Have you seen Evan?
No, I saw them walk by.
Okay, they're here.
Lou Gower has his earring in.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's how you know it's a big game.
Yep. Yeah.
His earring in.
Yeah, like he's like in his 40s still wearing like, you know, diamond earrings.
Yeah, I got to admit, when I mean, no offense to anybody that still wears earrings, no matter what age you are. I'm just saying, when I retired from playing football, I retired that.
I got rid of my.
Oh, the earrings things. Yeah.
I think I got rid of mine like 15 years ago. It was when I first started dating my wife.
I think our holes are probably still open.
Yeah.
I probably, because I had them.
It's called a big dose of D.
Shut up.
I had two in my eyebrow. I still have the holes in my eyebrow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So coming up next before the New Yorkers is...
Jack doesn't have a piercing.
No.
No.
Unless there's one we don't see.
No, Jack.
I am not afraid
all
of
right,
you.
All right. Okay.
We got to do a show here, and you're just soundboarding away.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm done, man.
He's back, though.
Yeah, I'm lost. Yeah. Sat by a lens for 4 hours. Yeah. I can do it.
Unbelievable. Larry this Anderson's is my next. Show.
All right.
We done? Can I? Larry Anderson's next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day.
Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds.
What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds?
Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.